Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to our presentation today. Before we start, we would like to ask for your attention about the materials that we have distributed. The materials that we have distributed does include future forward-looking information. These pieces of information are not the past facts, and they are only forecasts and outlook that we have. And some of the information pieces are based on the assumption and study. So now we would like to start the presentation of the earnings report of the second quarter 2018. And we would like to introduce to you our Representative Executive Officer and Corporate Executive Vice President, Mr. Masayoshi Hirata, and also Mr. Hideya Takashima, who is Accounting Division General Manager. And I would like to serve as your MC today. My name is Midorihara. After the presentation of the earnings report in the second quarter by Mr. Hirata, there will be a short break, and then later there will be a presentation on Toshiba Next Plan. For this session on the earnings report, we would like to close it according to plan at 2:30. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So now I would like to present the results of the second quarter 2018. Please refer to the material that we have distributed to you. Please take a look at page five. Now, before I get into the details, as always, I would like to give you some highlights of the results this time. First, about sales. While the sales of the storage and electronic devices solutions business increased, that of energy systems and solutions declined due to the deconsolidation of Landis+Gyr through IPO in previous year, and also reduced sales of thermal power plant business. As a result, on the company level, the sales declined by about 96 billion yen, or 5.1% year-on-year. According to our estimate, the foreign exchange had a negative impact of 6 billion yen on the sales. As for the income, first about the operating income, it was flat in the industrial ICT solutions, but declined in all the other segments, pushing down the company's income by 29.2 billion yen. Forex had a negative impact of about 1 billion on the operating income, and also reduced emergency measures, such as bonus reduction, had a negative impact of about 14 billion yen, according to our analysis. Next is non-operating income. As you are aware, it grew thanks to an increased equity earnings from Toshiba Memory and a gain on the transfer of Toshima General Hospital. But income before income tax and non-controlling interest shrunk because of declined operating income. For net income, net income was 1,082.1 billion yen, which was higher than the same period last year by 1,130 billion, as the gain on the sales of the memory business was posted as discontinued business income. Please take a look at page six. This is cash flow. For free cash flow, because there was an impact of 1,460 billion yen from the sales of the memory business, and free cash flow was 1,564.1 billion yen, an improvement of 1,480 billion yen year-on-year. For equity attributable to shareholders, Toshiba, supported mainly by the net income by the end of Q2, being 1,080 billion yen, shareholders' equity improved by 39.9% to, sorry, the shareholders' equity ratio was 39.9%, and amount was 1,937.3 billion yen. Page seven is the summaries of what I said, so I would like to keep the explanation. I would like to do so also with page eight, But please note that the current currency rate at the end of the quarter was 114 yen a dollar. Yen declined by 8 yen from 106 a dollar, the rate at the beginning of the term. Please take a look at page 9. Here's a year-on-year comparison of operating income. Operating income of the same time previous year was 36.2 billion yen as on the page 7. But if you remove the impact of reduced emergency measures than last year and the impact of land disk gear and visual products business, the operating income should have been about 19 billion yen. For the operating income through Q2 2018, first, regarding it was impacted minus 1 billion yen. There was a negative impact of 8 billion coming from the sales price down, especially in storage and electronic devices solutions. Lower sales in segments including energy system and solutions, which was hit by fewer new thermal power plant projects, brought another negative impact of about 20 billion. On the other hand, expense reduction brought by the structural reform, mainly in industrial ICT solution business in fiscal year 17 and separating out non-performing overseas operation, had a positive impact of 12 billion yen. And also, we are continuing some of the emergency measures, so that has an impact of 4 billion yen. So as a result, the operating income of this term was 7 billion yen. It was in the black. So the profit level by the end of Q2 is in the black of 7 billion yen. But in the second half of 2018, while we expect government sector business to have a higher sales in the second half as it does every year, we also aim to harvest the effect of earning power enhancement measures under next plan and accumulate a profit. Please look at page 10. This is a breakdown of non-operating income. With 45.2 billion yen as equity earnings from Toshiba Memory and 23.9 billion yen as a gain on the transfer of the Toshiba General Hospital, non-operating income went up by 26 billion yen to 63.6 billion yen. Now, as you see at the bottom of this slide, as for the Toshiba Memory, this is outside of the consolidated base results of ours, and also we are not involved in the management of Toshiba Memory, and therefore we are not in a position to explain its result. Therefore, today we would like to refrain from giving you any detailed explanation about its business of memory. Please take a look at page 11. This is free cash flow. As I said earlier, related to the sales of the memory business, there was an additional cash flow from investment activities of 1,458.3 billion yen. If this is excluded, the cash flow from investment activities would have been minus 93.4 billion yen. As you see at the bottom, you see the free cash flow excluding special factors due to the sales of memory business. It is a positive free cash flow of a little more than 100 million yen. It was positive mainly because of working capital improvement, mainly in emergency energy systems and solutions.
Also, please note that the free cash flows excluding special factors were negative 62.1 billion yen a year ago, possibly because we were facing a credit rating deterioration with the annotation of going concern. On page 12, a status of our balance sheet are given. On the asset size on the left-hand side, while the assets of the compared to the 6 months ago, while the asset of the discontinued operations decreased from the sales of the memory business, we accordingly saw the increase in the cash and deposits, and also as the investment account in the other asset increased as we reinvested in Pangear. And the total asset increased by about 400 billion yen in comparison to the beginning of fiscal year 2018. through the on the liability side through the various measures being implementation of last with the due to the decline of interest-bearing debt. We saw the decline of 770 billion yen compared to 6 years ago. In the last several years, we have implemented some of the measures, and we were able to liquidate some of the risk-related assets, and we believe our financial conditions have improved. From page 13, we discuss business results by segment. Page 14 shows the consolidated business results by segment. Details will be explained from the next page and onwards. On page 15, we have a breakdown of energy systems and solutions in the segment. Sales declined year on year due to the deconsolidation of land this year in July last year through the sale, and also with the sales decline mainly in the Japanese thermal power system business, which is facing the market contraction due to the decarbonization trend. Operating profit deteriorated year on year due to the sales decline in both thermal and hydropower system businesses, as well as deconsolidation of Landis Gear. For your information, both in fiscal year 18 and 17, at the bottom, in the operating loss, we indicated some negative the operating loss because some of the development costs for hydro-related businesses are included. And in the middle, we also indicate the free cash flow numbers. And for a new, because we see the improvement of working capital for nuclear power and thermal and hydro, we see the 5.3 billion yen of improvement for free cash flows. And next on page 16, we show the change in the order backlog for energy system solution business. On order backlog in the second quarter declined by about 300 billion yen or 19% year on year. As we see the progress of some unprofitable other projects to see the balance to decline, we will. Also with the policy to break away from the sales-oriented mind businesses, we carefully select the new orders to take in, which may have some impact. In addition to that, the decline in the capital investment by the customers, as well as smaller scale of our overseas operations due to the structural reforms, have some impact. As a result, the gross margin of the newly received orders are showing gradual improvement year on year. On page 17, we have the breakdown of major businesses in the infrastructure systems and solutions. In the public infrastructure, higher sales were posted mainly in the social systems businesses, while the change in the project mix deteriorated the profit. In the building and facilities, while the sales were almost flat because of the restructuring in the elevator businesses resulting in better fixed cost, we saw an increase in profit. In the railways and industrial systems, because the sales were higher because of the transfer of the industrial distribution systems business from the energy systems and solutions segment, as we explained before. But as we increased the R&D spending in order to enhance the future competitive edge, the profit declined year on year. On page 18, we also indicate the business breakdown of storage and electronic devices solution. In the semiconductor business, while sales of discrete were higher on back of the favorable sales of power discrete for industrial use, higher depreciation cost due to the upfront investment made the profit to be flat. Also, for the system LSIs, System LSIs saw a decline in both sales and profit as sales for communication systems and logic LSI were down. Sales and profit of nuclear technology were also down as there were some delay in the sales recognition into the second half. So we expect the decline in the annual comparison. As for the HDDs and others, it includes the business results of two businesses, namely HDDs and the resale of memory products. As for the sales, it saw the increase of 38.4 billion yen. As for the HDDs and others, the HDDs for enterprises increased, but for the mobile hard disk for the PCs saw a market contraction resulting in the lower sales. But the demand for memory has been quite favorable, so we saw a rapid increase in the resale business. As a result, we saw the revenue increase of 35 billion yen. As for the operating profit for HDDs, because the market price of the products for PCs have declined, and we are not able to catch up with that through the procurement cost reduction. So, together with the resale business, we saw the overall operating profit to decline. Because the resale business has a very little contribution to the profit.
For the hard disk, we would like to work closely with the procurement partners so that we can enhance cost competitiveness. Next, please look at page 19. This is the current status of retail and printing solutions, and also industrial ICT solutions. First, regarding retail and printing solutions, in terms of sales, in both retail and printing businesses, sales declined. For operating income, although there was a decline of the operating profit of printing business, the overseas retail grew. So as a whole, it declined. For the industrial ICT solutions, it improved thanks to the increased sales of system projects and effect of structural reform. Page 20 talks about segment of others. First, about PC business. As you are aware, on 1st of October, we completed the sale of 80.1% of our standing shares of Toshiba Client Solutions, which conducts PC business, to Sharp. As a result, PC business is no longer included in our consolidated results starting in Q3. This was the current status of the by-segment result of Q2 in 2018. Now, I would like to give you the outlook for the forecast for the full year, starting on page 21. For the outlook for the fiscal year 18 result, we did publish the number on 15th of May, and the results at the end of the second quarter, which I just explained, are in line with the outlook that we published on the 15th of May. Now, but in the second half, we would like to reflect the structural reform in order to ensure the targets of next plan in year 2019 and onward to be carried out in the second half. And also, we would like to reflect the impact of the exit from LNG business and also from the nuclear power plant construction business in the UK. And we would like to, therefore, revise the forecast for the full year 2018. Please take a look at page 22. In the center, you have the yellow color-coded new forecast. And on the right side, you see the gap against the published number as of 15th of May. For the sales, there was some change in each segment, and yet overall, the number of 3.6 trillion yen doesn't change. For the income side, for operating profit, this will be positive at 60 billion yen, lower than the previous forecast by 10 billion yen. This reflects additional 25 billion yen as structural reform expense. I would like to explain about the detail of the operating income later on. For the non-operating income, there is a negative 93 billion yen, that is the expense related to the LNG business exit. And also there's another expense related to the exit from the nuclear power plant construction business in UK. So in total, we added minus 22 billion yen negative impact in comparison with the forecast previously. And also for the Toshiba Memory's income from equity earnings, we don't have the outlook or visibility into the results, so we will keep the 50 billion yen. As a result, income before income tax will be minus 40 billion yen, which is worse than the previous forecast by 130 billion yen. The exit from the LNGs and also nuclear power plant, I'd like to discuss later on in more detail. Now, this is the net income. The discontinued operation income loss will now reflect the negative impact of the memory business sales happening earlier by months than the original assumption, and also the performance of indemnity obligations based on the share transfer agreement of Toshiba Memory that was announced in early October. That's also related to it. As a result, the net income will be 920 billion yen, which is declined by 150 billion yen than the previous forecast. For the free cash flow to reflect LNG exit, we have the positive number of 1.25 trillion yen, which is 40 billion yen lower than the previous forecast. As for the equity, shareholders' equity, we reflect the worsening of 150 billion yen of the net profit, and also we reflect the minus 700 billion yen of the planned shareholders' return, and therefore the shareholders' equity will be 1.3 trillion yen, which is lower than the previous forecast by 840 billion yen. For the net interest-bearing debt, this is going to be 430 billion yen. Cash flow, free cash flow changes, and also there's an impact of the shareholders' returns and also changing interest-bearing in debt, and the cash will be declined by 670 billion yen. On page 23, you see the analysis of the operating income. Originally, the forecast in May was 70 billion yen. Now, this had the improvement in May of the depreciation of yen and also the cost improvement because of the cost reduction effort. And on top of that, we have the 4 billion yen decline due to the price decline, and also 25 billion yen to be spent for the restructuring of the organization toward next plan. And so we have the forecast for the operating income of positive 60 billion yen, which is less than the previous year level, previous forecast level by 10 billion yen.
On top of that, we have plans to make some of the restructuring, including some of the headcount reduction measures. As for the headcount reductions, in the energy system and the industrial solutions, we will implement the optimization of the headcount with this. we expect to reduce the total account of 1,060 with the expense of the 14 billion yen, out of which 9 billion yen will be taking place in the second half of this fiscal year 2018, and it is already reflected in the forecast. And after the implementation of the plan, we expect to reduce the cost by 10 billion yen every year. And other than that, we will be going through the rationalization of the business bases, both in Japan and outside of Japan. And on page 14, we also show our the breakdown by segmentation. And lastly, let me briefly explain about some timely disclosures we made today. Please go to page 16, where we explain about our plan for share buybacks. As we have been making some announcements about our share buybacks, based on the provisional financial statements as of September 30th, we confirmed that distributable amount to be was about 1 trillion yen and 170 billion yen. Further, by considering potential risks such as profit outlook for non-consolidated Toshiba for the later half of fiscal year 2018, we determined the appropriate amount of share buybacks to be about 700 billion yen. Also, as for the method of a share buyback, considering the planned trading volume of our share buybacks, exceeding 30% of the aggregated market value, and also by considering the applicable laws and regulations, we plan to adopt a combination of our own share repurchase trading through the TOS Net 3 and on auction trading based on discretionary trading contracts. The time frame will be 1 year starting from November 9, 2018. Please go to page 27. We explain about the dividends from the surplus. In addition to the 700 billion yen share buyback as part of Toshiba's shareholder return programs, we have also expressed our plan to pay stable dividends. Today, as we have implemented the provisional financial statements, we were able to confirm the distributable amount. Because we have continued to pay no dividends for many years, as of the end of December 31st, 2017, we decided to pay a special dividend of 20 yen per share. As for the dividends to be distributed from the surplus with the record date of March 31st, 2019, expected dividend will be 10 yen per share, making the annual dividend to be at 30 yen per share. Next page, on page 28, we talk about the withdrawal from the LNG business. As a result of reviewing the business portfolio as part of Toshiba Next Plan, Toshiba concluded that the LNG business should not be expected, the synergy should not be expected with the other businesses, and we have decided not to focus on the LNG business as part of our core business, considering possible future risks, and we have to be discussed various measures. While considering the withdrawal from LNG, LNG received Toshiba received some orders from multiple potential transfers. Among those offers, Toshiba determined a certain company the impact from the withdrawal from the business LNG business will be about 93 billion yen, but it is included in our outlook for the fiscal year 2018. And also, although the guarantees by the parent Toshiba that are expected to remain for a while, Toshiba has an agreement with the company that they would compensate those guarantees. If implemented, and in addition, the company is required to provide a credit enhancement of $5 million U.S. dollars in a form of the bank guarantees. And considering those the facts and the circumstances, Toshiba expects the risk that that pertain to the remaining guarantees will be limited. As for the name of the company we are transferring the business to, we are to make the announcement promptly after we sign the contract later in the afternoon. On page 29, this is explanation about dissolution of NewGen in the U.K. Toshiba has been negotiating with various entities in view of seeing new investors for NewGen and selling the share of a NewGen held by Toshiba Group to prospective investors. This was based on the basic policy to totally avoid the risk related to construction outside of Japan of the nuclear power system. However, as of now, it is not probable to complete the sale by the end of 2018. And as concerns over increasing costs for maintaining NewGen have grown, from that perspective, the Board of Directors of Toshiba has resolved today to exit from the new nuclear plant construction business in the U.K. and to dissolve NewGen. And as for the impact, this will be 15 billion yen. But again, this is included in the 2018 forecast. Also, because about 10 billion yen of loss out of this is expected, the loss is already included as a part of comprehensive income determination. The expected impact of equity attributable to its shareholders will be about negative 5 billion yen. With the sales of LNG, the business, as well as the dissolution of LNGen, we believe we have achieved certain results for the process of realignment of risk-related assets that we have been proceeding with in the last several years. With that, I conclude my presentation.
Now, we would like to receive any question. If you have any, please raise your hand if you have any questions. We will bring you a microphone, and make sure to please identify yourself before you ask the question. Thank you for your kind cooperation. I'm from Nihon Keizai. I have two questions. First, it's about your own share buyback. So you said that you also use the auction trading to buy back your shares. With this information, it's still difficult to understand exactly what is going to happen. If you could elaborate on this, that's my first question. Thank you. Regarding our own shares buyback, we will carry out what we just explained. There is a timely disclosure information. So the method, as I said earlier, will be twofold. We will combine these two methods. And also for the period, it will start from tomorrow, and we will spend 1 year. In relationship with that?
So some of the shareholders of yours have expressed shareholders above 1 trillion yen was required. And on the other hand, for distributable, the profit will be around the 700 billion yen of share buyback. But going forward, are you going to consider the further the additional measures in the future, or is this going to be the end of it? So depending on the future development, it is quite uncertain. But as of now, what we concluded is that by considering some of the possible the items and risks, we thought the value of 700 billion yen to be appropriate. And in the second half, the guarantee, the cost for the memory business, you have made some releases in the amount of several billion yen for twice. Are you expecting to see the further expense of this kind to take place? Or what's the time frame of these possible expenses to be seen? This time, for the patent, the memory company has been sued, and we were to pay the expense for that. And under the contract with the Toshiba Memory, we bear the cost. So from this background, we have been bearing the cost. But for a future possible occurrence of such, we do not have any comment to be made at this moment.
Next person. Yes? My name is Kitagawa. I'm from Asahi Newspaper. I have two questions. First, it's about NewGen winding up. What kind of conversation have you had with the UK government about this matter? UK side, was there any approval or consent? Maybe not approval, but consent given by the UK government? Or will there be any possible expense related to that? Thank you for the question. Regarding NewGen, we have had very faithful discussion, conversation with the UK government, and that is why we are having this winding up now. And also, basically, we don't anticipate any additional expense. And also about Freeport LNG exit, for this matter again, in the future, when the market price changes in the future, will the contract has any possibility to have you to pay additional cost? Right. The Freeport, all the contract that we had about the use of the facility is going to be sold totally to the company. So in the future, we will not, that will, there will be no expense. But as I said earlier, a little bit, because of the Freeport's intention, Toshiba's guarantee will be continued, but then the buyer side will provide the guarantee for that as a pass-through. So we did have received LC. So basically, in principle, there will be no, at least currently, we don't anticipate any additional cost or expense.
Shall we take a next question? My name is Ito from Jiji Tsushin. As for the Freeport or the LNG business, the company to transfer the business to, you will be making an announcement later. But for the energy-related businesses, both for energy and the semiconductors businesses, it has been rather affected by some political elements that to result in a unsuccessful the agreement of the deal. So if we consider those a possible political impact, and because we're talking about the energy businesses from the security perspective, could there be some impact for your that will result in the risk for your business? What's your view on that? For the LNG business, I did not have a chance to mention, but the laws and the regulations for anti-monopoly, the regulations needs to be cleared before we close the deal. And for us and for the company we transfer the business to, we have to thoroughly check that we comply to all the legal requirement before we make the decision. So for that point, we should still consider that to be a risk. Is that how I should understand it? Yes. To be exact, only after we clear the legal requirements in all the countries, we can close the deal.
Any other question? At the back of the room, I saw a hand. Thank you. My name is Onishiyama, freelance journalist. Regarding LNG, so you are going to you're not going to sell the business, but you are not receiving the price, but actually you're paying. What is the consideration for? What is the payment for? Thank you. For LNS, we did explain about this matter for sometimes in the past earnings report. Currently, it is a better condition, but so if this is to continue for decades, we may incur loss. So by the justification for paying that 93 billion yen was discussed and judged internally. And also, as I said earlier, when we sell this to another entity, we brought this offer to many companies, many parties, and then we carried out a very fair competition bidding, and then we decided to choose one. Okay, so outside of this one-time payment, you do have you do receive price. No, we just pay and that's it. So you pay and you have the other entity take it. Yes.
Are there any other questions? If we see any other. If we don't see any other people with questions, I would like to call the close to the presentation of our business results for the second quarter of 2018.